yesterday。 昨日は悩みが遠くに見えた。でも今目の前。
Yesterdays are as important as tomorrow's.When I was in Tokyo in May, I was having coffee one morning at Pronto's, a breakfast lunch place. I chose to sit at the counter. The place was filled with smokers and smoke. The door to Pronto's was open wide, but it did not help to draw the smoke to the outside. Interesting was the fact that next to the stack of food trays was a stack of ashtrays. Smoking is alive and well in Tokyo. Music was playing in the background. The Beatles song Yesterday began to play.Beatles songs make my mind wander back to when they were still playing together and to when I was a lot younger than I am now. The song got me to thinking about the value of past history as well as memory. I realized that our yesterdays are as important as our tomorrows, but for different reasons. Yesterdays are important because they provide us with clues to who we are, that is, what we've become, and where we are, who we are. I don't often dwell on the past, but it's there in my deep memory.Sometimes thoughts of the past emerge in times of a hidden psychological need. As a professor, I try to teach my students that history has a future and that we need to know about history in order to prepare for and better cope with an uncertain future. I encourage them to read original writings of past decades, not necessarily the classics, to get a better idea of where issues, problems, and solutions to them have come from.However, today's societies are in a fast-forward mode, not taking the time to look back and in many cases not valuing traditional or existing ways of doing things. For example, in its rush to modernize, China has been tearing down its past in order to rebuild a future. It has destroyed older parts of its major cities with apparent little regard for the consequences of the displaced populations or for the adverse impacts on its culture in the future. To be both modern and to be Chinese will be a challenge.As in many communities seeking to industrialize and develop economically, westernization has been confused with industrialization. The King of Bhutan, for example, struck out on a different path. He created the Happiness Index to counterbalance the concept of the Gross National Product, or GNP, as a symbol of a nation's prosperity. The not-so-subtle message was that you don't have to be rich and Western in culture to be happy. Tradition has value.Aesthetic aspects of a pristine environment have value, wildlife has value, and so forth. Not all change is beneficial or yielding of positive outcomes for individuals or societies. History has value and it must not be lost as a result of change for the sake of change. There is a saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Well, that may apply in politics and in economics, but it certainly is not valid when it comes to culture and to a human need for a sense of belonging.If we fail to pay attention to our past histories as countries or to our memories as individuals, we will be entering an uncertain future exposed and unarmed with effective coping mechanisms. This is Mickey Glantz for Spare Time University.君は突然